This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Today, talking to you about the Bill of Rights, due process of the NDAA that was signed by Obama late last year. And today we have a special guest, an ex-FBI or former FBI agent, former law enforcement active duty officer, and present-day defense attorney, Dale Carson. He's also the author of an amazing book called Arrest Proof Yourself that helps you learn how to protect your basic rights during an arrest or even to avoid being arrested in the first place. And here today, we're going to talk about due process with Dale Carson. Dale, thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you on.
It's a pleasure to be here. And I just want to remind your listeners that there is no due process in the street. Okay. the due process you're going to get is going to be about that big.
Well, that's a really good point. Let's start there. People believe that they have a Fifth Amendment right. They believe they have the Fourth Amendment, not to be illegally searched. But police officers on the street have found very clever ways to sort of trick you with Jedi mind tricks to give your consent even when you think you didn't.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way of looking at it. And frankly, I don't think of law enforcement officers as being malevolent or something evil. Their training puts them in a position where they learn certain skills, and they employ those skills in the streets of our cities in this country every day. And the easiest thing to look at is the fact that we all drive cars. We all suffer from car stops for traffic tickets. Almost every one of us speeds at some point or another. And there's little doubt in my mind that we've broken a law today somewhere. And so when we're confronted by law enforcement, you need to know how to behave. And my teachings are not teachings about how to beat the system or how to trick it, but how to be aware of what the system really intends for you, so you'll be aware, you'll be educated, you'll be informed. Because when officers ask you to search a car, you're consenting to surrendering your Fourth Amendment protections. So the answer must always necessarily be no, not without a warrant. And if the officer says, well, I'll go get a warrant, you say, I'll wait pleasantly right here, officer, until you obtain the warrant, without being antagonistic or smart to the officer. So although I was acting a little smart to the officer, I would not do that in a real setting. And certainly you have a right to not be detained for a protracted period of time, for a long period of time. You just say, officer, may I leave now? And the other aspect of that, of course, is that if the officer says, well, I'm going to go get a drug dog, then you just have to wait there for him to go get a drug dog. But you would be wrong to simply let him search your car or her search your car, because you can only be detained on a traffic stop for a certain period of time, typically 30 minutes. After that period of time, the officer is going to have to do a lot of explaining as to why you continue to be detained for simply a mere traffic stop. Now, if he walks up to your car, smells marijuana, different story. If he walks up to your car, looks in the back seat where he sees in plain view a body, different story. But the key here is to be pleasant and use your manners to law enforcement.
Well, that's really good advice, because, you know, I'm very happy that we have local law enforcement. In fact, I've been a big advocate of local police departments and sheriffs that are doing their jobs and you know, keeping real bad guys off the street. But you got to keep in mind that when they're approaching your vehicle, they have no idea who you are, what your ethics are, what you're hiding. They're trying to sort you out, whether you're in the crazy violent criminal category or an honest concealed carry licensed handgun owner category or something in between. You got to help them sort it out. And if you behave like a criminal, they're going to put you in that criminal box and treat you accordingly, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And you did mention, and rightly so, traffic stops are probably one of the most deadly, aside from domestic violence calls, that an officer faces. And it's frightening. And you walk up on a car, you're looking over your shoulder, you're waiting for that individual, frankly, to pull out a handgun and cap off a few rounds at you. So it's a very nerve-wracking process, really. And we do have to give deference to officers when they're doing that. But aside from that, you have certain rights. And to the extent that you surrender those rights without even a thought toward them, you erode the rights for all the rest of us. Let me give you an example. I have many folks who say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not hiding anything. I don't mind if the police officer searches my car. Well, yes, you do, because you have a right. And when you surrender that right, you need to first know what the right is. And then you need to really intellectually look at why should you surrender that right to someone you don't even know? What if the individual is a bad police officer and plants narcotics in your car and then takes you away? There are always reasons not to have government in your life, in your house, or in your automobile. And I only speak to the automobile because it's just omnipresent. And we're all in them, you know, even though we might not want to be.
That's right. That's right. Let's take this to a larger scale. Let's talk about recently President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, which famously contains a provision that attempts to legalize the U.S. government, the military in particular, detaining and interrogating and imprisoning American citizens without due process, without them ever, in fact, being charged with a crime. Now, Ron Paul has tried to propose a revoking that section of the NDAA, but that's probably not going to get anywhere in Congress. You know, what's your take on what's happening on a grand scale with the Bill of Rights and with due process in America?
Well, you know, there's an interesting quote by Benjamin Franklin that says essentially, those who surrender their rights will end up ultimately losing all of them. And I think that's true. We've surrendering the right, and we are trusting. When you think about it, you are putting your trust in a TSA or a DEA or an FBI or an ATF to protect you. Well, hello. The world and growing up is about self-reliance, not relying on somebody else to protect you. And when we surrender those rights, they are permanently surrendered. To think that you can go back and unring that bell somehow is nonsense. And now the government has plenary powers that are just massive compared to what it had when our founding fathers authored the Bill of Rights and wrote the Constitution. And there's just way more government. Remember, our founding fathers came from a position where government, you know, if the king wanted to chop off your head, it just was what the king was going to do and did do. And there wasn't much to do about it until the Magna Carta, really, in 1512 or 1215. So really, I am not a fan of big government. Because they're petocrats, they're bureaucrats who control what you do, what you don't do. The Federal Registry, which is a compendium of all of the federal regulations and rules, used to have 300 or 400 laws that dealt with game, wildlife, fishing, that sort of thing. And now I believe there are over 4,200. So it just expands slowly, slowly, but it becomes oppressive at some point. You and I are free Americans. And what we need to embrace is a thing called, which is sorely forgotten, which is called self-reliance. And to be self-reliant means that you can do for yourself without relying on anybody else, particularly government. I hear people in New Orleans, well, where's the government? What did the government do for me? And I have to ask them, well, what did you do for yourself?
Yeah, well, exactly. I really like your philosophy of self-reliance. You mentioned sort of the TSA. I want to ask you about that in particular. Are you offended by the TSA being granted the, quote, administrative right to literally reach down people's pants? They've actually gone into people's bodies, into their body cavities as part of their so-called enhanced pat-downs. There, numerous lawsuits have been filed, even by Jesse Ventura, for example. Miss USA was violated in Dallas quite famously. As an ex FBI agent, when you were in the FBI, you couldn't just reach down somebody's pants and search them, right?
Well, no, nor would I have wanted to, frankly.
Exactly.
But this speaks to the broader problem. Look, and the same's true with automobiles. To drive an automobile, you got to have a license, right? To fly on an airplane, you got to go through TSA. And so the correlation there is that either of them put you in a situation where you're likely to be searched. And you've got to learn to not do that. And what this boils down to, and the simple solution, and you know the solution as well as I do, is just to stop flying. If the American public said, we're not tolerating it anymore, we're not flying any longer, then it's just a done deal, right? They would change those rules. Otherwise, the airlines would go bankrupt.
Well, when the Texas legislature threatened to pass a law that would outlaw the TSA's actions, which are actually already illegal, they violate federal law and state law as is. The federal government threatened essentially an air embargo, an economic embargo against the state of Texas, and Texas backed down. And then famously, just not long ago, Senator Rand Paul was detained by the TSA for over an hour and a half. Isn't it getting to a scary point almost where the TSA is totally lawless now?
When I was a young man, we used to watch a show called Combat, okay? And Combat was about a group, a fairly eclectic group of U.S. soldiers. They were in France during World War II. And you know, there was an Afro-American, there was a Frenchman, there was a German, and just across the board, and they were a squad of guys. And I can always remember as a child seeing the Gestapo guy walk out. He would look at some civilian walking along the street, and he'd walk up to him. And I remember being horrified at this. And I know my father, a World War II veteran, was also just looked at that with great horror. And the Gestapo guy would reach out and he'd say, "Your papers, please." Well, that's what we're seeing here, not only in traffic stops, but in the TSA. And the concept, I mean, give me a break, of homeland security is so 1941 Germany, it's just amazing to me how we could sit by and let it even have that name.
I know. People don't get it. It's right out of the Hitler books.
It is. And I'm appalled. And we have surrendered to whatever they want. One of the things that infuriates me most, and I will tell you a little aside, is when I reach into my pocket to get a knife, to open a letter or something like that, and I'm in and out of the courthouse and federal buildings all the time, I can't even take a little Swiss Army knife. There's a plug for a Swiss Army knife. Anywhere with me any longer, because it sets off an alarm, people get crazy, and I have just a small knife on me. And so because of what happened in 9/11, and because of the power of the U.S. government, I can't carry a little knife anywhere any longer.
That's crazy. I carry a knife everywhere.
if you were in the defense team here, and you went into court, and you had a knife with you, they'd be crazy. They would think that you're going to try to liberate the entire inmate population. But I guess we, by surrendering that little bit, by permitting the searches, by permitting TSA to do these things, we are authorizing them to do way more than that. And frankly, I would be in favor of a national group to say, look, there are certain risks with flying. There are just certain risks. You can't eliminate all the risks of living. In fact, part of the skill of living a long time is to be able to beat those odds and to do things in a way more self-reliant, if you will, that prevent you from being slaughtered like so many people have been. And so we ignore that now. We think that everything should be without any danger whatsoever.
In fact, Dale, I even put out a proposal on Natural News before that said there should be an airline called Concealed Carry Airlines, and everybody who flies carries their firearm with frangible ammo, of course, and they're all concealed carry people. I would fly that flight first because it's going to be cops, it's going to be military, it's going to be CHL holders who have all passed the background checks. Do you think a terrorist would have any chance whatsoever of accomplishing a hijacking on that flight? No way. That'd be the safest airplane in the air.
But something you're missing here, and perhaps you've already thought of this, is that the terrorists have already won.
Yeah.
The terrorists, by putting TSA under our lives, have already won. And we're all scared to death now because the government of their red, orange, green, whatever the levels are, worry us to death over that. Look, there are no guarantees that I'm going to survive the end of this teleconference. I could die of a coronary in 5 minutes. The key to existence is to eat well and to live well, to have pleasure with the friends that you're with and do the right things by them. Your life will be better. Instead of worrying about whether or not we're going to burn up in a jet aircraft if TSA doesn't properly examine the wheelchair that an 80-year-old is riding in, it's just insanity. And frankly, now you've got another part of government that's got to be funded. We're already in a funding crisis. I can't imagine how much money TSA costs, but it's not small, I can assure you.
No, it's 65,000 employees and growing. The salaries are very high. But the real scary thing, Dale, to me, is that the TSA is an administrative body that needs no congressional approval to expand its power. It's setting up checkpoints on the highways and roads and football stadiums. They even set up a checkpoint at a high school homecoming dance. This is all being done completely outside of law, just by the stroke of an administrative pen. That's scary, because that just violates the U.S. Constitution at so many levels.
Well, you know, the government is actually run by the bureaucrats.
Yes.
I mean, it really is. And when we talk about the Federal Registry with all those many rules and regulations, that's what we're talking about. And it just, if you've ever seen a Federal Registry, it's pretty impressive these years.
Indeed it is. Well, Dale, I've really enjoyed talking with you here. I want to thank you again for joining me today. And for those listening or watching, you can find more interviews with Dale Carson on tv.naturalnews.com or search for them on YouTube. Check out his book, Arrest Proof Yourself, available at booksellers everywhere, online and physical bookstores as well. And also his website, where you can learn more about his law practice, is dalecarsonlaw.com. Dale, once again, I really had a lot of fun talking with you today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Hope to talk to you again soon. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.